Dear heart dwellers, may the Lord bless you during this season of His Nativity with a sweet experience of His presence. We have a baby Jesus doll that everyone gets to hold, going from hermitage to hermitage. It is a precious devotion, untainted by the world. Mother Claire began, "Oh Jesus, I am so thrilled about Dr. Cammy. Thank you so very much. What is on your heart today, beloved? I know I can do better with self-denial. Please help me and to obey as well. It would also be better for your health as well. Yes, Lord. My love for you will never fail, but I do want you to move up higher, and I know you will feel better about it as well. You are right to recognize the full moon time. That does have a bearing on everything. But I still do want you to make forward movement in self-denial. Please, Claire, for me, for us, try. Yes, Lord." Jesus continued, "Things seem still and calm to you, but it is far from it. War plans continue to ramp up and take shape. Oh, Claire, how I long to cancel this terrible season for the whole earth and everyone on it. But I cannot. It must come so that I may restore purity and justice to mankind. Draw closer to me in prayer and especially worship. Allow yourself to see and hear me more clearly. Cover yourself more clearly. Do not allow the devils to lay guilt trips on you. Do what you can do and know that I am with you and understand when you are weak. Do not allow yourself to make further preparation for these weaknesses. We want to move away from them, not towards them. This will do much to help you connect with me. I know you are in pain, and there is not a lot more we can do to remedy it. Carry it like a brave soldier on the front lines. Nothing that brings great growth and holiness is easy or pleasant. I am with you to help you when you are in pain. I am here, living in your heart and at your side as well. And I do not like to see you suffer, but suffering is a part of your cross. I miss you, Claire. I really do. Do you think you could squeeze out a little time for me? Oh, Jesus, I am so humbled by your remark. I forget that you too are vulnerable to neglect. Well said. I know you are quite taken up with trying to please me, but you are omitting the one thing that pleases me the most, the joy of your company. The sweetness of your love is a great consolation to me. This also applies to the community members. Men and women tend to get bored with spending time together, but I never get bored with being in your presence and feasting on your love. Yes, indeed, I do feast on the love my bride carries for me in her heart. This is a very real need for me. Even though I am God, I rejoice in the love my creation has for me. The purer the love, the more I rejoice. Truly, the enemy of your soul knows how much you thrive on my presence, and that is why he is always trying to redirect your attentions to yourself. If you could see how I long for you, you would be much more cautious in spending time with me. You don't have to make it elaborate. Simply sit down and place your heart in my presence, and I will take it from there. Of course, the enemy uses tactics to push you away from me, especially the tactic of false guilt. Overcome this by covering your bases and dealing with strength against the demons of distraction and false accusation." And that was the end of his message. My precious ones, please help us so that we can help others by giving generously anything you can spare, so that we can continue to provide families with a meal. We had to cancel our food delivery for last week because of the unexpected expenses. I want you all to be ready for what is coming. But if you have a little left over, please send it along to us for the poor and our basic needs. No amount is too small. Thank you so very much. We love you and are praying for you.